Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Yes, I do. It is time for gossip. Okay, this part's not gossip. This is just one of those times when something really cool happens. Take a listen. This is Journey, Friday night in Houston. The power went out. And the crowd just kept singing. I love it. There was an electrical fire near the stage. No one was injured, but the stage did not go dark. They just lost sound. And the whole audience just kept singing along. That's great. I'm sure that Journey felt very vindicated and supported after that. James Vanderbeek gave an update on social media on his battle with colorectal cancer. And Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas were spotted out together in London again. Jason Sudeikis was asked about Ted Lasso on Travis and Jason Kelce's New Heights podcast and said, "We're right in season 4 now. Yes." That's the official word. He said Ted's coaching a women's team. So there's that. And then he said he can't answer any more questions. Believe me, Travis and Jason Kelce had a lot of questions. Demi Lovato had a good laugh after asking ChatGPT to roast her. Her fiance read the AI savage remarks.
Oh, you mean the artist formerly known as Confident, but now more like Confused? Demi Lovato has had more rebrands than a failing fast food chain. And let's not even talk about their song lyrics. What's wrong with being confident? Nothing, Demi, but what's wrong with being consistent? Because your career path is giving through darts at a vision board while blindfolded.
Ouch! Threw darts at a vision board while blindfolded. That is a huge AI burn. All right, some hot takes. Novocaine topped the slowest box office weekend of the year so far. Two big remakes are in the works. Single White Female? Oh, with Jenna Ortega? Yes. Yes, please. And Starship Troopers? I don't know that I've ever seen that. The trailer for Freakier Friday has finally arrived. And as if the new Snow White needed more bad press, Gal Gadot and Rachel Zegler supposedly don't like each other. Gene Simmons recently joined Fox 11's Adam Kruger in Los Angeles to deliver the weather.
This weekend, I'm thinking, it's looking pretty good. If people want to rock and roll all night and...
They should probably party every day.
Party every day.
Yeah. Do this every day?
Almost every day.
Yeah.
But never with a rock star.
Are you kicking me out? Is that what you just did?
You don't have the thing in my ear where they're like saying rap, so I gotta rap.
Rap? You go to 7-Eleven, go to heaven.
New genre.
Gene Simmons rapping. That's a no thank you. And speaking of no thank you, Kanye West put his daughter North on a new song that also features Diddy and his son King Combs, and Kim Kardashian is apparently trying to stop him from releasing the track, and he has vowed to go to war with her. Yeah, not surprising. Also, this is a legit Kardashian alert. Everyone is boycotting Kim Kardashian because she made some weird promo for Tesla. I don't know, and I don't care. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go, B104.3. Good morning.